8. Being charitable. Some people look at wealth as the ultimate measure of success and the solution to all problems. Our wealth, regardless of its size, will not last forever. In fact, the Buddha once said that our wealth does not belong to us, but to five masters. The five masters are flood, fire, theft, corrupt government, and prodigal sons. Floods and fires can destroy in an instant what took years to build. We often read in newspapers how scam artists target older people and cheat them out of their life savings. Government policies and war can change the landscape of wealth, while spendthrift children can squander a fortune, however large. While we say, "This is mine," or "I possess this," the relationship we have with our wealth is actually much more tenuous. We came into this world empty-handed, and we will leave the world the same way. The sutras say, we cannot take anything with us. Only karma follows us everywhere. While this may sound obvious, many of us do not necessarily take it to heart. We think that while we may not take our wealth to our graves, we can still leave it behind for our children. Unfortunately, the process of dividing up the inheritance is a common cause of rifts between once loving siblings. In fact, the bigger the inheritance, the more bitter the feud. We think we can plan for our children's future, but life can throw us many curves. We should not be consumed with providing for the next generation. The best thing we can do for our children is to give them a sound education and teach them right from wrong. The important question regarding wealth is not how much we have, but what we do with what we have. Wealth by itself does not have any ethical value. It is up to us to put it to good use, such as helping the poor and spreading the Dharma. Many philanthropists set up scholarships to help needy children through college. It is their way of giving a little back to the world.